Jeff, what stood out to you about Connor's execution of the surprise onside?
That it worked.
Why did it work?
That's a kick that he's had for a while. He had it in Tampa. He showed it to us when we were in Denver. You know, there's different styles of onside kicks that you try and do. For a right-footed guy, that's fairly uncommon to kick a ball to the left. I mean, you remember the one that was in the Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. That was a similar style of kick. But for the most part, right-footed guys go right and left-footed guys go left or the middle. We had shown the middle one, so, you know, we practiced that one and it worked out.
We saw Daniel Briggs field some points in the preseason. Is he, we don't get to see Briggs, how has he kind of improved since that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things we've had him do in practice up until now have been some of the other core elements. I mean, there's been several weeks where we've had guys injured in terms of punt returner and trying to get increased reps. He hadn't worked on that a ton, but now that he's got a chance to play in the game, we'll look and see what our options are there.
Calling the onside kick, was it a matter of where you were in the game, the score, or the fact that did you see something from them earlier that indicated it would work? What was that?
No, I mean, to me, onside kicks have more to do with your kicker's ability to execute them and your team's ability to do that, as opposed to taking advantage of something Tennessee was doing. They reacted to it fine. I mean, there was one guy that was kind of surprised, and, you know, he just wasn't ready for the ball to be kicked for a deep kick or whatever, but everybody else in their team reacted the way that you'd want somebody to react if you're coaching that group. You know, it's a hard thing to handle. You know, I mean, when you're sitting there waiting on the ball in an onside kick situation, it dawns on you the ball's being kicked right at you. The second thing that goes through your mind is there's three guys coming right for you. So you got a split second to make that play or you don't. Fortunately for us, you know, the ball kind of ricocheted out, and schematically, you plan for those things. You know, we had a different – Amos is kind of the safety guy on that play. There's somebody else that's designed for that ball to go to. We had somebody designed in case the ball ricochets the other way, and, you know, Amos's job on that is the ball ricochets back to him, be in position. So in terms of your original question about, you know, time of game and all those things, you know, we'd only kicked off one time prior to that. We wanted to kind of see how they were lined, different guys, you know, in some different spots. But you know, the score was irrelevant. We just felt like we wanted to do that in that game, and it worked out well.
Jeff, what was the game plan like for you going against a coordinator that you obviously are pretty familiar with your guys and you as well?
A lot of familiarity with Darius. He worked with us for 3 years. And, you know, it works out both ways. You know, he knows a lot about the guys who were still on our team from a year ago, similar to Coach Hightower, who's here, who was there a year ago. That kind of cancels each other out. Most times when it comes to the NFL, there's not a whole lot of secrets. There's so much tape out there that the other coaches know you pretty well. They know your tendencies. They know the things that you've put on tape. There may be a couple of things that, you know, we haven't shown that he wouldn't know, but and vice versa. I mean, you sit there and look at the tape, and, you know, Darius is his own guy, and he's got his own ideas. There's a lot of ideas that have carried over. But this game always comes down to execution. And, you know, the team that executes the best usually wins. And, you know, I'm happy for him and his opportunity. He earned that. He was ready, and his guys have played really well. And it'll be an interesting experience, you know, going against them. You know, the similar type. I mean, you work with somebody that close for 3 years, you know, there's kind of a brotherhood to that. And, you know, I played against Jay one time in 2008. He was at Iowa State, and I was at Kansas State before that. It had been since I was 7 years old. I'm 2-0 against Jay. But, you know, when it comes to Darius, you know, it's fun to compete against those guys, but it's not something you want to do on a weekly basis.
It's funny how you know the exact record.
There's only two games to keep track of.
Jonathan Anderson, back up for you last week. What do you like about his skill set and how he can help you?
Well, Jonathan's really athletic. You know, he's got more DB background in college, kind of a conversion to linebacker. He's got size. You know, Jonathan's a smart player. He works extremely hard. We miss him when he was down. He jumped right back into the roles. I thought he played well in the game. You know, in terms of a core linebacker on fourth down in this league, you're looking for guys who have a size and speed element. That's kind of what he is. That's who he is. You know, I thought he played well for the roles that we gave him.
The Trevathan injury, did that challenge you? Did it trickle down effect? You have to figure out.
Well, it's rare that two consecutive weeks that you play without your two starting backers, but it's the reality of this league. You try and get the next guy ready. Fortunately for us, you know, Jonathan was available. You know, Christian. I mean, we've got a decent stable of those inside guys, and you know, with Christian, he's kind of been on the outside. He's been inside. We've been able to keep those body types around. You know, when Leonard was down last week, Christian, you know, kind of favored more lean. I think he spent more time in Clint's meeting room than he did Glenn's meeting room last week. But for us, you know, there's continuity there, and it's a challenge. But at the same time, it's no different than any other week.
Josh Bellamy's been one of your best players on the special teams. You must know him pretty well to see him. How has he handled since the tough draft he had?
Yeah, Josh is an emotional player, and he plays with his hair on fire, and you love to see that out of guys. You know, he's not a guy that's going to spend too much time in the tank. You know, I think it affects guys. You know, when they make a good play, they get really high, and if something doesn't work out for them, you know, maybe not so much. But he's come back. He was great today in the meeting room. He's great today in practice. You know, we're still expecting good things out of him.
When you say great, what were you looking for to say? Is it the energy level that typically brings,
I mean, that kind of thing? Yeah. Coach, well, yeah, sing's probably a loose word. You know, Coach talks about being the same guy all the time, regardless of whatever the circumstance is. You know, bring the lunch pail to work and get after it. And, you know, I think some guys you've seen over the years, you know, maybe something doesn't, and they really let it affect them, you know, if something doesn't work out. And, you know, I talked to the guys a long time ago. Every once in a while you talk to your team about certain things, and I don't think you can let a play or a game beat you twice. You know, whatever it is, learn from it, move on, and you just try not to repeat whatever that mistake was or whatever it was. You just learn from it and move on. And I think you got to have that mentality because, you know, in this league, it's not positive for very long all the time, you know. I mean, there's always going to be things that challenge you. So that's kind of what I meant.
If special teams doesn't win the game but also doesn't lose it, is that considered success in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, I'll say this. You got to win the game and play well to feel good afterward. And I think everybody's happy with a win. But, you know, you say our Detroit game, you know, we won that game. Well, it's that last play of the game, you know, where a punt return touchdown, you know, can kind of get you down. You can win the game or you can lose the game. You know, we had a playoff game. We scored two touchdowns, you know. Nobody had ever done that before. Okay, but you're out of the playoff. You don't feel good about that, you know, either. So, you know, I don't know that it ends up being a success. It's not, a negative thing. But, you know, winning, to quote Vic, you know, cures more things than – a lot of medicines can.